glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and healing power. And that's why Jesus could, after this point in time of his ministry, he could heal the sick, cast out demons, and raise the dead. Because God anointed him to do it. Now, see, the physical body gave him legal authority as a man. Now, you have to understand that in Genesis 1, God gave the authority of the earth to man. He never did take it back. Adam bowed his knee to Satan. Satan became the god of this world. But Jesus came and got that authority back. And he delivered it back to man. And here Jesus is, walking perfect and upright under the old covenant. Therefore, it was legal for God to anoint him with the Holy Ghost and healing power so he could destroy the works of the devil. Now, it's good news to know that any person that is born on this planet Earth has the legal authority to operate here as a man. And if you're born again, God can anoint you with the Holy Spirit, just as he did in Jesus' ministry. But now the common mistake that most people make is to say that Jesus healed the sick because he was the Son of God. See, the Bible doesn't bear that out. He healed the sick because God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and healing power. If you want to know why he didn't heal the sick for the first 30 years that he lived on the planet Earth, it was because he couldn't. He didn't have the ability to heal the sick. When he came from heaven to earth and was born of a woman, he left his divine Godhead powers in heaven. He came to the earth to operate as a man to show you what God's Word could do in person form upon the earth, operating as a man. Then it was legal for God to anoint him. 1 John 3:8, the latter part of the verse says, "For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Now, that's what he came to do. Destroy, loosen, dissolve, and undo the works the devil had done. What the Amplified says. And that's what Jesus came to do. But you see, it was not because he was the Son of God that he did that, even though he was the Son of God. Now, follow me over to John, the 5th chapter, and let me point this out to you, that Jesus says it out of his own mouth, because I think sometimes people think I'm just making these things up. I want you to see it in your own Bible. John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, verse 26 and 27. "As the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." Now, you see, if you're not careful, you'll read that because he's the Son of God. But Jesus didn't say it was that way because he was the Son of God. He said it was because he was the Son of Man. Now, if you remember, Jesus always called himself the Son of Man. Now, certainly he was the Son of God, but he called himself the Son of Man. See, he related to the fact that he was a man, because it was the fact that he was a man that gave him the authority to do what he did on this planet Earth. God furnished the anointing, and his physical body gave him the authority. Now, let me just bring it down this way and you can understand a little better. Have you noticed that people that lose their physical body on this planet, they don't vote? I mean, dead people don't vote. They don't demonstrate. They don't cause any problems, do they? When you lose your physical body, you have to leave this planet. See, any spirit being in this planet Earth that does not have a physical body is illegal to this planet as far as controlling situations in here. Now, God put us here, the body of Christ, so that he could inhabit us and control some situations on this planet. Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, even so have I sent you into the world." What was he sent to do? To destroy the works of the devil. How did he do it? By the anointing of God. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, someone said, "Well, you know, I just don't know about that, Brother Capps. I just kind of believe it was because Jesus was God manifest in the flesh that he healed the sick." Well, now, let me open up a new jar of pickles here, so to speak.
Did you notice that after Jesus arose from the dead, he could appear in a room with people? I mean, the doors are locked and he just appear in the room. Sit down and eat with them. Get up and walk through the wall. Isn't that amazing? Now he's got his glorified body. You remember when he went down to the pool of Bethesda? There's a multitude of impotent people there, crippled and maimed, and they're sitting there waiting for the moving of the water. There was only one person in that whole multitude that got their healing the day he went by there. Only one. But after Jesus arose from the dead, he's got his glorified body. He can eat fish and get up and walk through the wall. He's restored to his Godhead powers. He is no longer limited to the physical body of this planet. Now surely he will go and heal all the people at the pool of Bethesda now and go into the hospital and clean out all the hospitals and heal all the sick because he's got his glorified body. But he didn't. He never healed one single person after he rose from the dead. Not one. I'm talking about physically go and minister to somebody. Now, he's still in the healing business. But he does it through you, the believer. Or through the prayer of faith. Or through the Bible methods of healing. Now, have you ever thought about that? Why didn't Jesus heal all the people then after he rose from the dead? He was unlimited then. He could be everywhere. He could be there at thought that quick. He could have visited every hospital in the land and healed all the people. But he didn't. I mean, he could have been there. You know why he didn't? Because he's restored to his Godhead powers. And it's illegal for God to come in this planet Earth as God and destroy the works of the devil. Now that'll explain to you why the devil is not incarcerated now and that evil is not wiped from this earth yet. See, we're wanting God, why didn't you just come down here and wipe the devil out and just do this thing over? He gave this earth to man. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Now, won't you see this? He gave the earth to man. Man turned it over to Satan, and Satan became the god of this world. Now, Jesus came and got that authority back. See, he stood on the mountain in the 28th chapter of Matthew, it records it. After he had died, gone to the grave, he had defeated Satan, spoiled principality and power, made a show of them openly, stripped the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. Now, he stood there on the mountain. He said, all power is given to me, both in heaven and earth. He said, I got it all. If he had all of it, there wasn't any left, was it? Wasn't any for the devil. Then he turned to the believers. Mark 16 records it. Now you go in my name. You cast out the demons. You speak with new tongues. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That is the reason Jesus didn't heal after he rose from the dead. It was illegal for him to destroy the works of the devil because only people that are legitimate earthlings with physical flesh, blood, and bone bodies have the authority to destroy the works of the devil. Now, God furnishes the anointing, but we furnish the authority. The body gives you authority on this planet Earth. Now, each one of you is an individual, almost without exception. Every one of you have a legal document in your possession somewhere that would prove in any court in the land that you have authority over demons and evil spirits and the devil himself. It's called a birth certificate. The devil was not born on this planet. He is illegal on this planet. He has no authority here. He has no authority on this planet, but what he does is usurp your authority. Get you to believe in that he's the mighty devil. He is an illegal alien to this planet. When he comes into your house and starts messing up things around your house or your business, if you don't know anything else to do, get your birth certificate out.
I'm serious. I'm serious about this. I'm just serious I can be. You see, Satan is a created being. He was an angel, archangel, when he was created. So he's a created being. He does not have authority on this planet. God created Adam and gave him authority over this planet. And Satan came in the garden and tried to take it over. Now, Satan climbed up another way into this planet. He was not born here. You see, Jesus said, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit." So when you're born of the flesh, you have full authority to operate on this planet as an earthling. But any spirit being that was not born here, there's very little that they can do in this planet unless they can get in somebody. And that's the reason God wants to get inside you. That's the reason God wants to anoint you, so he can use your physical body as the agent to destroy the works of the devil. Isn't that good news?
I'm glad you could join us for the broadcast today. I trust you've been blessed by the Word of God. Now, all of this week, we have CD offer number 7118. It's entitled Spiritual Power in the Physical Body. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11.
We talk about the fact that Elisha, the prophet, raised the dead by laying himself up on a child in 2 Kings 4. The child died, and the woman laid the child upon the prophet's bed. Now, there was spiritual power in that prophet, and the sheets that he slept on were anointed. Now, the reason we know that is because in the New Testament, Acts the 19th chapter, the Apostle Paul sent handkerchiefs and aprons that he had on his body when he was preaching or teaching. When the anointing was upon him, he sent them to the sick, and he said, and many were healed, and evil spirits went out of them. The anointing of God was transferable by cloth. Now, we know that the prophet of God knew that in 2 Kings chapter 4. He laid himself upon that child and raised that child from the dead. We know that the anointing of God is transferable because of Acts chapter 19. The scripture says God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. He laid his hands upon the handkerchiefs and upon cloths and sent them to the sick. Now, there's been many testimonies about that over the years, but you see, it takes faith to draw that anointing. Now, somebody said, oh, I don't believe that. Well, just give me one. Let me see what happens. Nothing will happen, most likely, because faith is what activates the anointing of God. You don't turn the anointing on and turn it off. Jesus didn't do that. In his own hometown, he couldn't do it in mighty works because they wouldn't believe he was anointed. That's offer number 7118. Spiritual Power in the Physical Body. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400. Or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.